Presidents from Abraham Lincoln, who suspended habeas corpus, through Franklin Roosevelt, Japanese American internment camps, to George W. Bush, warrantless wiretapping, CIA black site enhanced interrogation techniques, have regularly asserted or invoked emergency powers under legislation passed by Congress during World War II, Guyton wrote. Trump could activate laws allowing him to shut down many kinds of electronic communications in the United States or freeze American bank accounts. And of course, he could deploy troops anywhere, including the Capitol. Tom Ricks, a military affairs journalist, thinks the Pentagon would balk at that. My bet is that military professionalism runs so deep, he says, that the Joint Chiefs and other senior leaders would be quick to point out that they can't follow illegal orders. Likewise, says Holtzman, some way or another the system will work. If the evidence is so strong that we have the votes, then he better listen to that. But back in her day, the Democratic-controlled Congress was careful to win over Republicans before making its final drive to oust Nixon. In January, they'll have a 36-seat majority in the House, while Republicans added 2 seats to their control of the Senate. And none of the GOP's leaders have broken with Trump, no matter how many misdeeds pile up. The president has other advantages Nixon lacked. His base is larger and more cohesive than Nixon's. And Nixon had nothing remotely like the propaganda organ that Mr. Trump has in Fox News, wrote Drew, whose seminal 1975 book, Washington Journal, Reporting Watergate and Richard Nixon's Downfall, remains in print. The big question, she added in the Times, is whether there will turn out to be a major difference between the two men when it comes to honoring the decisions of the law or of the public. The jury is still out on that.